Atheist group enraged after NCAA coach's comments about non-believers. By Dylan Gwynn on April 8, 2024. South Carolina women's basketball coach Dawn Staley not only praised God after her team won the 2024 Women's March Madness on Sunday but also said there was something wrong with those who don't believe in God. Because of that, one group of non-believers now demands that the University of South Carolina take action against Staley. Following the Gamecocks' victory over the Caitlin Clark-led Iowa Hawkeyes, victorious head coach Dawn Staley gave glory to God. "God is really funny," Staley said. "He's really funny. The devastating loss that we had last year, he put us back here with a totally different team. If you don't believe in God, something is wrong with you," she added. "Seriously. I'm a believer. I'm a believer because he makes things come true. When you're at your worst, he's at his best. Look at him." The comments went over great with believers, but not so much with the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF, who fired off a lengthy rebuke of Staley and charged South Carolina with taking action against their coach. Staley has continued her practice of preparing game day devotional for players and sharing these chosen Bible verses on her social media pages as head coach of South Carolina women's basketball, the group wrote in a statement. "This is inappropriate for a number of reasons, including the fact that her X account is directly linked to the South Carolina women's basketball account. She continues to describe each game as Jesus versus whoever the team's opponent is, creating a Christian environment within the basketball program that excludes non-Christian and non-religious players," the organization asserted. FFRF has written to the university a number of times previously about Staley's ostentatious religiosity, but she has only ramped it up, the statement continued. "The University of South Carolina must take action to protect its student-athletes and to ensure that Staley understands that she has been hired as a basketball coach and not as a pastor," FFRF insists. Well, if the FFRF insists, that changes everything. It actually changes nothing. South Carolina might privately ask Staley not to say there's something wrong with non-believers. Or, at most, ask her to say so publicly. But, there will, in all likelihood, be no corrective action taken.